chapter 33. The clans were crossing a stream. Tyria, Letho and Big Colin leading the procession, each with an otter babe sitting upon their shoulders. The long patrol had a few scouts patrolling ahead, while the rest of the hares brought up the rear. Every beast was singing as they splashed through the water. Sun rays shafted through the trees, mottling them with patches of light and shade. The babe on Tyria's shoulders kept heaving on her coronet, using it as a rein, but the otter maid bore it stoically, singing along with the rest.
Where are we going to, Holt Summer Dell? What'll we do there? We'll all live well. When we get there, we'll have tales to tell of the day that old fortress burnt and fell.
Left, right, I'll never complain if I never see a cat again.
Left, right, left, right, we had a war and won the fight.
Left, right, left, right, our queen is coming home tonight.
Left, right, left, right, the clans are marching free.
They halted on the far bank and sat down for a rest. Tyria heaved a sigh of relief as she lifted the babe over her head and set her down in the grass. The little one came to earth, clutching the royal coronet in her tiny paws. Tyria pretended to look shocked.
So, a coronet robber, eh?
Wrinkling her nose, the otter babe returned the regalia.
Sorry, Queen Marm.
Letho bounced the babe in his lap.
Queen Marm, I like that. It fits you well. Queen Marm.
Tyria splashed stream water at him.
Don't you dare start calling me Queen Marm, or I'll call you by your baby name.
The outlaw picked up the otter babe, pressing his forehead against hers. He whispered,
"So then, rascal, what you call me?"
The tiny otter giggled.
Fleek or spell brown.
Big Colin sat the otter babe on his paw. He smiled at her.
"And what's my name, little cuddle rudder?"
She stared solemnly at him.
"Uncle Colin."
He planted a kiss on top of her head.
"I'll be your Uncle Colin any time, darling."
The cooks had packed food, which they had prepared the night before. The stream bank assumed the air of a picnic lunch, as every beast sat eating and dabbling their footpaws in the shallows.